You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Happy New Year. I hope everyone's doing well and enjoying their new year. I am back. This is our first live show of the year. And I'm here. And I'm working on being a blonde. So the hair is still under construction. But I'm just so happy to be back and get this show started. We have a lot of people on today, a lot of talent. I've been digging really deep to get you guys some new material and some new talent and to feature some new startup companies, brands, and entrepreneurs for this year. So this year is going to be great because each show is going to have a lot of diversity of topics. So we're going to keep it all things startup, but some of the topics are a little out of what we usually do, but I think getting a little bit more diversified is going to keep it from being boring, right? So we're going to also be doing some other cool little things on the show to step it up, you know, new year, new me, right? Okay, let's see. But before we get to our first guest, I want to recap some things that we've been doing. A lot of the projects I've been working on, the documentaries and travel and all that stuff. So if you've been watching any of my shows in the last year or two, you know that we've been traveling, working on three projects. Those are all coming to an end. We have literally two more trips and then we are done. So I'm excited about that. Not excited about being done, but being, you know, just getting things out to the public. So the first step in this trilogy, this docu-trilogy that I've launched, is to get it picked up in some of the film festivals. So you've seen me post, if you watch any of my social media, I've been posting some of our wins for the American version, the trailer, the Pandemic Project documentary. So we've been winning, a lot of nominations and wins for the trailer, which has been great. From best editor to best director to best trailer to, you know, you name it. So a lot of different categories in that. So now we have submitted the full film, well, the short version of the film. It's going to be a full 90 minutes, but right now we're a little bit under that. But we submitted it to two film festivals. So two places have it in the world right now. The first is Sundance Film Festival. We're waiting to hear if we got accepted. I did a recut and resubmitted, so I'm hoping that we get submitted. And that film festival starts January 19th to the 29th. So I was just there. We'll be up there on the 21st doing a private screening of the first 30 minutes of the film. And it'll be on my 45th birthday. So we'll be at the Peaks, Park City Peaks Hotel. Shout out to them in Park City. We're going to have a musical performance by Rexo XO. Matt Sarafa will be around to greet the crowd. It's going to be great. And we've got a lot of, you know, good stuff going that day. So if you guys want to join us, you can go on Eventbrite and grab a ticket. Just type in the Pandemic Project documentary private screening and you'll be able to get a ticket. Okay. So that'll be cool. And so that's what's going on with that. The next film festival that we submitted it to is at Tribeca. In New York. So these are the top, you know, the top two. I guess there's like really just a couple top festivals. And sorry, my shirt is just not cooperating today. I look all lopsided. Oops, there goes my pen. Oh, wow. Okay, there we go. I think it's better, guys. So Tribeca is going to be later in the year. We'll probably find out in March, I think. But it'll be later in the year. And that'll be cool because, you know, on the East Coast, you know, there's a whole different vibe. And, you know, our film is about everywhere, right? All around America. So we want to represent as many places in America as possible. So I picked the top two. And then, of course, you've got your Con and your BIFF and your TIFF and all of those. And so in Toronto, of course. So we're looking at that, too. But we want to see how we do here in the U.S. and go from there. So wish us luck. It's a lot of work. Then following that will be the Pandemic film. I will be putting the international trailer out. Now, that's the one, you know, that will mostly consist of about 30 plus countries that I've done, you know, interviews during, right during the pandemic, and then tail end of the first or second, third wave. Okay. So, and the third piece is the endemic project. So the cause and effect of everything, you know, the supply chain, people having babies, career changes. We've all seen changes, cause and effect from the pandemic. So we're highlighting that. And that's going to be a combination of international and domestic stories. So people from just all around the world. But the last two places that we still have on the list is South Africa, which I have not been able to get down there. I've been at the top of Africa twice this last year, but not really entrenched and gotten down there. So, you know, I'm going to try to carve out time to do that, 14 days for that coming up soon. And then the last will be somewhere near China. This one's a little bit more challenging because I want to be able to show that we are right near where it all began, but I don't want to have a problem. I don't have a problem, you know, shooting footage there and talking to people. You know, I've never been to China, but, you know, it can be a challenge, right? Every country has their thing. And I just want to be safe. And when I go, do it right and do it right by the people of China and represent them correctly. And so there's politics, right? There's geopolitical things going on there. And I've never been. So getting myself into the country or near the country is the goal. I don't want to go in, but I think near. So I posted recently on our Instagram page, what's an Asian country that borders China that's American friendly and friendly to journalists and producers. And, you know, I can shoot some, get, you know, my pass and shoot some footage and talk to people on the street and, you know, openly. So that's something we're looking at. And these films have always, the target of this has always been to be as organic and authentic as possible. You know, these being my first documentary films, I put a lot of pressure on myself to deliver the right things for you. And I want it to be done well and right and thorough. And that's why I push, you know, and I really want it to be authentic of where things started, because there are stories there. So if you guys have stories and you want to get in on this last little push, and you don't have to be in available to meet up in person, we can do it remotely as well. Give us an email, shoot us an email with your photo and a little brief summary of your story. And maybe you started a business or you lost a business, but you found, you know, a better connection with your family. Maybe you found love. Maybe you moved away. Maybe, you know, you helped some people. Maybe you got some help, received some help. Who knows? But we would like to document it. Think of this as like a time capsule. I met someone and he says, you know, it's a time capsule. And he's absolutely right. It is a time capsule. And we're going to one day look back on all this when everything is hopefully back to normal, right? Okay, so if you have a story and you want us to consider you, the email is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Also looking for some brands, okay? We're always looking for brands. If you guys are interested, we're doing some brand placement in the film. Always looking for energy. There you go, I'm yawning again. trying to cut down on the coffee, even though I really love my coffee, drinking more water, and, you know, adding supplements to the water. But if you have a supplement or energy item that you want me to try on air, on camera, in the film, while I'm traveling from time zone to time zone, I'm a really great person for that. If you have something to balance circadian rhythm, I'm always looking for time management and balance and sleep balance and all those things. Cause that really helps. Also, if you have anything in the, I have a chiropractor and that works out. But if you have anything in the back health, energy, you know, space, back support, that's something that, you know, with all the flights, I'm having a little bit of problems with my back right now. It's my sleep, but everything else is good, you know, and we've been really lucky, guys. There's some stories that you're going to just freak out. I know you guys are going to love this, these films. And so far, people have just been like, wow, I didn't think of it this way. I didn't think to cap, you know, and capture some of these stories or that angle. Because I've seen about two documentaries already hit the market that are around the pandemic. You know, one was on the cruise ship, one of the cruise ships that was kind of like Area One, if you will, kind of like a really interesting story there. I think it's called The Cruise from Hell. So shout out to them. Great, great documentary and capturing those stories. And then I think there's another one that's in the ER in New York or something. And so all of these that are coming out are self-contained in certain situations, which I think, you know, you have to have that. Our films are different because it's literally myself and maybe a couple others just running around the world and America, getting ourselves possibly stuck in different cities, countries, and states. So it's a little bit different. It's a little Blair Witch, a little Blair Witch and documentary, but that's the difference. And, you know, hopefully people want to see it. So we're bringing it to you. And yeah, but if you have any brands at all that are interested that would like to be in the film, also, if you are a person that launched a company during the pandemic and you're doing well, we want to hear that success story. Okay, great. And it looks like we have somebody logging in. Okay, I don't know who that is. Oh, Dr. Clotus? Okay. All right, guys. Well, I'm excited to get the show started. All right, hold on. Let me just. If you're not following us on Instagram, at the startup with Monique Loray, L-O-R-E is how you spell it. And the company that that produces this is Cap Aquarius Media, at Cap Aquarius Media. Or you can follow me, my personal page, at Monique Loray Stinson. And today, our first guest is Dr. Clotus, Elizabeth Clotus. And I hope I'm saying that right. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Great. Nice to be with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, and Happy New Year. Thank you for making time.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to be with you.
Yes. All right. Well, I have had the pleasure to try your products. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the viewers and listeners, and we'll jump right in.
Oh, sure. So I'm Elizabeth Clotus. I'm a practicing cardiologist. I trained at Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins. I've been in practice for 25 years, and I'm the founder and chief medical officer of Step One Foods.
Wow. I'm so glad that your people connected us, because this is the best thing to talk about, I think, at the top of the year. Everyone's so ready to get healthy again, but your system, and I call it a food system because when I got the box, I got my little Sharpie out because I'm such a nerd, and I got my little cards and I like labeled it and I put it around, you know, and I just said, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I had it out, and it made me feel empowered to get, you know, in charge of my heart health, right? And overall health, really. Yeah. Tell us about your systems, Step One Foods, and how you were inspired and what it does for folks.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I've been in practice for a long time. And along the way, what became so obvious to me is the way we treat heart disease right now. It makes no sense, right? High cholesterol, here's a pill. High blood pressure, here's two pills, right? Without ever addressing why the cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, whatever we're treating is abnormal in the first place. And if you don't address the root cause, right, you're never going to have a cure. You're just going to cover up the problem. And if you peel it all back, in the vast majority of individuals, high cholesterol is caused in part or in whole by food. And instead of changing the food, we put people on drugs. Like, it really is crazy. And, you know, my big aha moment was, you know, looking at my waiting room one day and seeing a sea of people that frankly didn't look very good in the exam room. They were telling me they didn't feel really good. On paper, they were perfect. Their cholesterol numbers were great. Their blood pressure numbers were great. Yet they were telling me that they weren't feeling good. In fact, some of the drugs I put them on had made them feel worse, right? Like something just wasn't adding up. And so the whole idea is, if something is caused in part or in whole by food, right? Yeah. Why not use doses of food instead of more and more doses of drugs?
Yes.
And right?
I love it.
But The trick is you have to know what you're doing, because if you're trying to, for example, you know, move cholesterol through food, right? It's not just a matter of eating better. It's about including the right nutrients in the right amounts to move the needle. And that's what we've done. We've taken all the guesswork out by, you know, by combining real whole food ingredients that are known to affect cholesterol profiles in amounts that are known to affect cholesterol profiles, and just made it really, really easy. So yes. you don't have to, you know, be a nutritional scientist or a cardiologist to get the right amounts.
Yes, you do make it simple. There's no measuring cups involved, even though I just got a magic bullet. And my new thing is I'm just blending up some berries and some vitamins in the morning. That's my new thing for my liquid. Awesome. Yeah, it's just my favorite thing to do, and it gets my day started. But I've implemented some of your ingredients and some of your packaging. The one that I just absolutely love, and I'm going to have to order more, I'm so obsessed with it, is your cranberry bar. It's like cranberry and chocolate or something.
There's a cranberry pecan.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, so
it's wonderful.
It is so good. It doesn't taste too sweet, everybody. It tastes healthy. You feel like you're getting you feel like you're getting the roughage in there. You feel like you're getting the minerals that you need. And I know that that's a part of it, but, with the foods that you're with the system that you have, it looks like people have to do it for a little while to see the results come down for their cholesterol levels, right, doctor?
Yeah, well, in the grand scheme of things, it's actually a very short amount of time.
Okay.
So we've looked at this. We've actually done a clinical trial, so subjected these foods to the highest level of scientific scrutiny with Mayo Clinic and University of Manitoba doing the work, and it was tested in the field. And in 30 days. So it's not a 6-month program. It's not, you know, something where you have to, you know, commit to this forever. In 30 days, you can see whether or not you are a food responder. Not everybody is. In some people, that cholesterol is predominantly genetically driven, and it doesn't matter how perfect your diet, doesn't matter how much you exercise, doesn't matter, you know, how much yoga you do. You know, at some point you reach a floor below which you can't get your cholesterol any lower because there's a genetic, you know, there's a genetic stimulus. But in the vast majority of people, there is some room to move. And in some individuals, honestly, I have been shocked at what they've been able to achieve in 30 days. Yes. We have seen people drop their LDL bad cholesterol by 30, 40, 50%,
wow,
which is the same amount you'd expect with a drug. So this is done with food, and it's because we've, you know, combined the right amounts of whole food fiber, omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, plant sterols, which are natural plant components that help reduce cholesterol absorption. And if you do that in, like I said, in the right amounts, you know, with really thoughtful formulation, if you formulate food as diligently and as intentionally as you would formulate a drug, you can get drug-like results, but it's just completely naturally.
This is so refreshing, and we need this. So are you excited to see, you know, this take off? I'm sure that some people are skeptical because they want to make their buck. I mean, you can make a buck off the right way too. I mean, are you excited?
Okay, yeah. So first of all, you know, if someone had told me in medical school that one day I would start a food company, I would have told them they were crazy and laughed in their face. Honestly, you know, this is not something I ever set out to do. I would tell you cardiologists do just fine. Yeah. You know, this is not at all about an income. In fact, this has been a drag. If anything, that doesn't matter. I did this because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
And in the end, it is the most rewarding thing I have ever done because, you know, I can see one patient at a time, which is great. I love my job. I love seeing patients. I love helping people, but I can only help one person at a time. And there are 94 million Americans who have high cholesterol. And, you know, they all need to know that there's a different way. And even if it doesn't work completely, what it does do is it helps you reduce the need for higher doses of medications. And doses of drugs are what drive side effects. So reducing your doses helps you minimize your risk of side effects. You know, plus, if you're eating right for cholesterol, you're also eating right to help lower blood pressure, help improve blood sugar, help, you know, normalize weight or maintain a healthy weight. You know, drugs are one-hit wonders. Like, what does Lipitor do? It lowers LDL, bad cholesterol. That's all it does. It doesn't do anything about your blood pressure. It doesn't do anything about your sugar. Food addresses it all at once. Yeah.
So good. And I'm guessing too, like anything else, how it might affect, like you say, the genetics are definitely a way to see how the results would handle, you know, from person to person. But what about the blood type? I always find that blood type just kind of controls a lot of things as well. And thyroid, right?
Yeah. So, you know, there are many things that affect cholesterol and especially LDL in the bloodstream. And I can go through all the different pathways. Some of them, like I said, are genetic related to production in the liver, absorption in the digestive system, you know, LDL receptor levels. So there are many things that are genetically driven, but there are also things that, you're right, are hormonally driven. For example, when women go through menopause and they lose estrogen, that really affects their LDL receptors. Their LDL receptors become less active. And so they're not grabbing LDL from the bloodstream and bringing it inside the cell. They're leaving it out. They're circulating. So guess what? It's finding ways to places to park in our arteries. So, you know, lower estrogen levels can impact cholesterol levels. Saturated fat, for example, saturated fat also, you know, impacts those LDL receptors. High insulin levels that are caused by eating simple carbohydrates, sugary foods, they actually activate LDL production in the liver. So we are complex systems, you know, and so really trying to leverage all of the things we can leverage to help ourselves just makes all the difference in the world.
So good. Yes. The LDL and the HDL. I remember that from physical fitness class. You've got to have those in check. And so this is great. And, you know, I think that a lot of startups can take a page out of your book, doctor, because like you said, you never knew that you were going to start a food company when you became, you know, a physician. But I think having an open mind and seeing what the clientele really are responding to and what the need in the market is a great way to help them and expand your business. So if someone's out there, you know, in their chosen profession, what are the signs to look for to maybe start their own business or a strategy, a niche, you know,
I think it requires, you know, a couple of things. Number one, I think it requires knowledge of your space and recognizing what's missing. And what was missing was a simple food solution to help my patients heal in a natural way, right? Mm-hmm. That just wasn't there. I had the background, I had the experience to know, you know, how to help solve this. I don't pretend I know everything, but I have the clinical background. So I have expertise, I have knowledge of the space. So I think that is an absolute must. I think the other is to not listen to all the no's. If I had listened to all the no's along the way, there would never have been a step one foods, because there is, you know, I mean, in many ways, I am disrupting a lot of different industries. That's not my goal. My goal is to help people. You know, my goal is not to, you know, have people take fewer drugs. But actually, that's the side benefit of this, is they will take fewer drugs. My goal is not to upend the food industry. But actually, that's what I'm doing, because we live in a dysfunctional food environment. And these products prove that you can give people, you know, offer them convenient, really tasty food that actually builds health instead of building disease. We, you know, we live like in an environment, like I said, that builds disease. This is an interesting fact for your audience. Do you know what food or what product, what food product the food industry, food manufacturers consider to be perfect. What's the perfect food according to food manufacturers?
Oh, wow. I would say corn, something corn-based or potato-based, corn syrup or...
Well, it's actually the Cheeto.
The Cheeto.
The Cheeto. The Cheeto is the perfect food. Cheeto. And you know why? Because it's bright orange and we love bright colors. We're attracted to it immediately. It has been focus group tested over and over and over to come up with the perfect combination of salt, sugar, and fat to hit every single dopamine receptor to be the maximally pleasurable. Again, you know, tested over and over and over to come up with the perfect crunch. So it's just like when you bite it, it's like, oh, that's just so good.
And that then makes sense.
Right? And then when you bite it and you know how it kind of disappears because it's full of air, there's actually an industry term for that. It's called vanishing caloric density. Our brain gets confused. Did I eat something? Did I not eat something? Well, from an evolutionary perspective, we are geared towards erring on the side of like, yeah, I didn't eat a thing. And then you know how you get the orange on your fingertips and you lick in between?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Right?
That ensures that the flavor intensity is always varying. We never get bored. So we love the taste. We're attracted to it. It's completely pleasurable to eat, and we never get bored. Plus, it's incredibly cheap to make. It has a forever shelf life, and we bombard people with advertisement about it all the time. What could go wrong?
Well, and you've got a cute little cheetah to like. Who doesn't love a cute little cheetah? This is amazing. Like the psychology and the manipulation behind this is insane.
This is, you know, and this is what my patients are dealing with. People don't go to the grocery store to try and, you know, purchase things that make them ill. But 80% of what's in a grocery store is bad for us. And so this is, you know, so this is my way of trying to change that. Yes. I thought about going to petition the FDA and the USDA and, you know, and Congress and but change could happen, but that would take decades. And my patients need something today.
Wonderful. This is a success story already. Hearing the 40 and 50 levels down, I'm sure you've saved many lives. We would love to find out how our viewers and listeners can order step one. And I know that you have products that vary from the bars to oatmeal, shake a mix. I got a pack of all kinds of goodies. So where can people, we have a couple more minutes, doctor, where can people find the products and implement them into their diets starting now?
Sure. So our products can be found on our website, which is step1foods.com, plural, so step1foods.com. And they can go there and they can look at the product mix and see what, you know, what they might enjoy. Like you said, these are very, very simple things to incorporate. There's five different bars. You just literally open the packet and eat. And there's four more breakfast-oriented products, so an instant oatmeal, a smoothie mix, a pancake mix, and then a sprinkle, which is like a raw ground granola that you can put on yogurt, especially with fruit. It's a wonderful breakfast. It's kind of my standard breakfast. And then, you know, on the site as well, I would encourage people to search out the blog section. Every single week, I write an educational piece about, you know, nutrition or heart health or, you know, really relevant topics with the goal of empowering, you know, people who visit our site to be better stewards of their own health. We have a lot of power that we are not leveraging, and we should be using everything at our disposal to help ourselves attain better health, less dependence on medication, and ultimately better longevity.
I love it. Thank you for being who you are and going after it and not taking no for an answer. We need to get you out here to LA. We have some celebrity events, and I know that they would love to try your product and get them healthier. But we'll talk about
I live in Minnesota. So,
we've got flights that come this way. Well, we love it. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. And I'll be ordering some more of those cranberry bars because I think I want one right now. So I'm addicted. Have a beautiful day and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Continued success.
Thank you.
All right. All right, you guys, that was Dr. Elizabeth Clotas from Step One Foods. And I got a box of all of it and it was amazing. So I encourage you to check her out, steponefoods.com, and try her her products. Get your cholesterol together. It's good for fiber intake as well. There's a lot of stuff in there that has like she said, fiber and I think flax seeds and all kinds of good stuff. All right, guys. Who do we have? Oh, okay. Hold that thought, Sam. We have someone else coming in at 4:30. Guys, if you're not following us, yes, Gary and Rob. Mm-hmm. If you're not following us on Instagram, it's at the Startup with Monique LeRae. And we would love to hear from you and tell us what kind of topics you want to cover this year. But we've got some cool ones, including we're taking a little shift to the left. Still speaking about wellness. I have Gary and Rob here with me. Gary and Rob, the journeyman.
Hey!
Hi, guys. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Yes. Okay. Straight from Canada, you guys, we've got the journeyman, Gary and Rob. And I want you guys to really take note on this because this is something really special. I've been trying to get people excited about this, Gary and Rob. I don't think they understand what you've got your hands on. So why don't we tell our viewers and listeners exactly what you're doing and who you are?
Mm-hmm. So we are the Journeyman Collective, and we guide executives, entrepreneurs, founders, visionaries, actors, athletes, you name it, through highly exclusive plant medicine journeys so that they can really connect deeply with themselves in a new way and create that expression that's within themselves that they've been longing to connect with. And so that they're actually creating an impact with society and their various cultures.
Well said. So mushrooms, guys, right? I mean, how do we break it down where it's like, right? Because mushrooms are hot right now and they're accepted and they're unlocking all these things. Tell us about it. We want to know.
Yeah.
Mushroom is a medicine. It isn't a drug and it comes from the forest. And Mother Nature created it, or we might say Source invented it for us and planted it on Earth. And it's available to all. The most important thing, if you are going on a mushroom journey, or some people call it a trip, we call it a journey, is to treat the medicine with respect and due diligence and do your homework before you actually embark on any journey with psilocybin.
Mm-hmm. Psilocybin. Yeah. Okay. So, gentlemen, you look, you know, every picture of you, and I've explored your website, all the fantastic entrepreneurs and athletes that you mentioned, and just all these people that you've helped assist to get to the next level. I'm really impressed with where this is going. And I think this is totally the future as we continue to just be workaholics and work ourselves. And I think that this is the way. I mean, is this addictive? Is this, how often does one need to do it? Why don't you break down the sequence of events when it comes to this journey?
Definitely. So it's definitely not addictive.
Okay.
And we hear so many stories of people going on journeys every weekend. And it's like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
We believe that that's not the way to go about it.
Okay.
With people that come through our experience. So we have an extensive preparation that people go through, as well as an intensive experience with us. And when you're with us like the whole entire time. And it's done in a luxurious setting, in a private setting. And we're with you the entire way so that we're guiding you through the experience. You're still out in front and you're in with the medicine. But we're guiding you through that. And because of that guidance, after you reluctantly leave, because most people want to stay, they want to stay with us.
They don't want to go back into the real world.
They don't want to go back. I don't want to go home.
Let me back out.
Totally. It's the reverse, Dorothy. There isn't a place like home.
Exactly. And so after people leave, we help with integration. So it's a full service product that we offer people. Mm-hmm. And we have people that have come on one journey 3, 4, maybe even 5 years ago. And they know, because of what they discovered, because of what we helped guide them to, that they don't have to come back every freaking weekend. If you're out there and you're listening to this, and that's something that you're doing, then check yourself, because there's something that's not being respected. There's something that's not being held in a high degree of reverence. Wow. And this is what we do, is we basically, at a very high level, we're curating an experience so that we tend to your soul, your inner being, so that you have a high degree of wellness on all levels, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. Okay. And you're embodied when you leave, and you're actually able to apply the learnings. It's not just a trip. You're applying the learnings in your life.
Thank you so much for clarifying that, because I think it's important to point out that this isn't a rave, right? We're not going to Vegas every weekend. I mean, we could go to Vegas, but it's not going to be as good for you as this. And you're touching on wellness, which is so my thing this year, a balance. So what does one expect? You said that you're going to be with them and guide them through all the levels. What is, when they pack their bags and they're heading up to see the journeyman, can you walk us through the experience and what they're to expect?
Sure. There's a prep. So we'll cut it down really quickly. It's a 4-week prep period that we work with you for 4 weeks prior to coming to our center, which is in British Columbia. And when you arrive, we pick you up at the airport. We have an international airport that our clients arrive at. And we are with you from the moment we pick you up to the moment we take you back to the airport. What that includes is you would arrive, you come to our center, you would basically, I ask you, or well, we ask you to leave your thought persona, the image that you think you are, at the door, so you can be who you truly are and yourself in the center. There is just hang it up and let's discover your true self. And that's what it's all about, is a journey into self and self-discovery of who you truly are, and releasing all those masks and layers and baggage and shit, we'll call it, behind. You know?
Yeah.
So in those 4 days, you would experience a journey, which would be with psilocybin and magic mushrooms. That would be on your first day. And then after that, there would be a day of full integration. And then this third day would be another ceremony. So there's 2 ceremonies with us, 2 days of integration. And on the last day, after the integration period, you would fly home. And that's when people say at the door, they're like a cat not wanting to go to the vet. They're holding themselves back. We are there afterwards. We feel that's the most important part. Sure, you've experienced and you've discovered new things, and you've let go of stuff, and you feel refreshed and energized and ready to go back into the world as the true you. And the thing is, what you were shown, there's no way of going back. What you've seen, it's like the only way forward.
You can't unsee it.
I can't unlock the unlocked.
That's right. Totally. So when you're going home, we are with you again, online, like Zoom right here. And we're helping you integrate and process and move forward in your life in a more positive, new, habitual way of being and doing. So after the 4 weeks, we sort of take the training wheels off, and we have another 2 months of work with you, which is every 2 weeks on a call. So overall, it's like a 4-month offering that we put forth. Okay. We do have longer offerings, but those are more curated and based on the person that's coming to work with us.
They're all curated.
Yes.
Because that's what we believe is most important, that the person has to be involved in the personal development. Yeah. And that's what we love to do, is we love to get to know our people. We love to actually know what their business and their personal and their life is actually about. And so we work in sort of all the different arenas of their life, so that they can have greater happiness, greater love, greater prosperity in all avenues of their life.
And when you're here, you have your own room. The food is all, we do all the food ourselves. It's vegetarian, vegan, based on the diet of the client that is coming in. We work with solos, power partners or couples, or two people that want to come together, or three to four. So no more than four people that we would work with at one time at the center.
Got it. Well, you know what? This is so, I think this is something really unique and special that we have to have you back. We need to give you even more time because I want to hear about the success stories. I want to hear how you guys, you know, what your plan is for the new year. And why don't you give everyone your connections? Where can people book you and how available are you? Are you ready slammed for 2023?
You can connect with us via our website and everyone has to apply. Everyone has to come through the same process. Because there has to be a mutual beneficial fit, and that's at thejourneymancollective.com. And we are right now we're booking into May of this year, and yeah,
we're on Instagram and Facebook also, same handle, The Journeyman Collective.
Wonderful, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here on LA Talk Radio. Happy New Year. I'm gonna see you guys soon. I want to talk to you again, and thank you for everything.
You're most welcome. No problem. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
You're welcome. Okay. See you soon. Cheers. All right, you guys. I have so many great guests today. I'm trying to fit them all in here. And let's get with Carl next. Carl is here. Carl Williams, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And so I'm excited about your product that you have, your brand. We're going to switch lanes. We're talking a little bit about health and mental and wellness. And now we're going to talk about fun. So
yeah, I mean, we still have some health going here too. I mean,
yes, of course.
My name is Carl Franz. As you mentioned, I'm the founder and CEO of Uncle Wakely's Vinci Brew. The company's Uncle Wakely's Beverage Company, but, you know, the products that you see behind me and, you know, I got my hand here. This is our all-natural ginger beer. It's a ginger beer. It's the only one on the market made with that. It also has scotch bonnet pepper in there. So all-natural ingredients, ginger, turmeric, lime, you know, scotch bonnet, and then mineral water, and that's it. So it's, we launched in January and have been off to an amazing start. You can find us in Whole Foods throughout New York and, soon we'll be all throughout the Northeast region.
I love that. Yes. And we need to get some of that over here in Cali. I know that I have some samples coming. Tell us how you got started. You're only a year. You are definitely a startup, a year old. Where did the inspiration come and the name? Give us a little background.
Yeah, no doubt. So Uncle Wakely was my grandfather, and he lived to be 100 years old. He was always health driven. He lived his life on St. Vincent, which is the island where my family is from. And he was a ginger farmer. He made ginger beer, and this is not his actual recipe, but what this is I'm paying homage to him and to what I learned, and so from him and from my father. I learned a lot about really putting together fresh stuff. Like they always made these fresh ingredient beverages, whether it was, you know, ginger beer or like teas with ginger and a little bit of sparkling. And so that was always stuff we made. And so for me, making this ginger beer was about taking that sort of inspiration and then really combining it with a little bit of, with my experience. So I'm a nationally recognized mixologist and bar owner. I have two bars right now. One is called 67 Orange Street. Nice. It's been open for 14 years. And we're in Harlem, New York City.
Love it.
And so we were picked, Esquire, top 27 bars in America, Time Out, top 50 bars in New York. I mean, lots of accolades. It's a great bar, speakeasy. The name has a whole story behind it for another time. And then The Anchor, which is in New Haven, Connecticut. I've built my career in this space as a mixologist and as, bar owner and creating these incredible bars. And so I opened this rum bar, which is now closed, but it was called Salmon and Cuff.
Nice. That's a good name.
So there's a whole story behind that too. But I opened it. And the idea was I couldn't find a ginger beer that really tasted fresh, that tasted like what I knew in terms of that, that, you know, because we make ginger beer at home, it's real. Like
the island.
Exactly. The ginger right there. You know, you're getting that real fresh experience. And I, yeah. I couldn't find that. So that's what got me to do this.
Nice. I love this. So where do you see the brand going, even though this is only a year old? Even I know that you have other brands and businesses for many years. Where do you see this going? Where, what's next for you guys?
Well, we're trying to, I mean, we're trying to take our Vinci Brew everywhere. We're definitely going to be in California. And we actually, you know, we're going to be everywhere. We brew in California right now.
Right.
So we brew in LA. Nice. And then we ship out. We are in California, and there's a Boisson store out there. I forget what city it's in Southern Cal. But we're definitely gonna be everywhere. Like that's the goal. We actually this is something I'm really proud of. We partnered with a distributor on the island of St. Vincent. So although we were founded in Harlem, and you know we're this is a product that's obviously given homage to, like, now we're actually going to be on St. Vincent. So I'm super amped about that.
That is really all a full circle moment. And, you know, your uncle's pulling some strings for you.
Yeah.
Gotta feel really, really great. So you actually started in a pandemic year, your brand. I mean, how was that for you?
Yeah, it actually was what got me to think about really taking it to the next level. So as I was saying earlier, I mean, I developed the brand because I had this rum bar. I couldn't find a ginger beer that really got me what I wanted. Mm-hmm. That fresh taste, you know, being, you know, natural, not tasting like it was made from random stuff, whatever. And so I couldn't find that. So that's what inspired me to make this. And it was something that we just served at Solomon & Cuff. Right. Solomon & Cuff closed right before the pandemic, so at the end of 2019. And so I still had, of course, you know, I was like, I started making it. And during the pandemic, I was just making it and giving it to my friends. And, you know, people would come into the bar in New York City looking for something that would be like, oh, I just want something. I want to drink, but I kind of want something healthy, too. You know, what
right.
do you have?
And
I was
right.
like, oh, let me dust off that ginger beer recipe I used to have. And so I started serving that, and it was a complete hit. And that's when I really sat back and said, you know what, Carl, you really need to take this to the next level. Like, you know, it's just not just something you're serving at your places, but it needs to be everywhere.
I love that. Very entrepreneurial minded, you know, and they said that your product should be making money while you sleep. And I know that yours is and will continue to. And thank you for finding time on a Sunday afternoon to speak with us here.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, thank you for having me on the show, and look forward to getting some product in your hands so you can try it out.
Love that. We would love to have that. We're here at the beach, so I know that they would love to have some. Why don't you give everybody the link or where they could find your ginger beer?
Yeah, so you can check us out at Uncle Waithley's. That's WAITHLEYS.com. So UncleWaithley's.com. You know, we're also on Amazon. You can go on Amazon. So you can't get us easily on Amazon. Uncle Waithley's, we're on Boisson, which is a retailer that does a lot of non-alcoholic brands. You can find us there. So Amazon, Boisson, our direct, go to our site and you can find us that way. And hopefully we'll be in stores soon out there. So
love it. Well, we're waiting for you, and maybe you can come do a little mix event. We've got some stuff coming on here, going on at the beach at the hotel here. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, I mean, we brew, we manufacture in LA, so I'm out there pretty regularly. I'm more than happy to pop up, make some drinks, pour you guys some Vinci Brew. Actually, next month we're launching a equity crowdfund. It's our first raise with the product, because that's like the key step to, you know, going to the next level, is raising a certain amount of money. So so look out for that. But while, you know, that'd be a good time while I'm out there to pop by and make some stuff for you.
We would love that. We've got Matt Sarafa coming down for, he's from Bravo TV's Project Runway, and he's doing a drag brunch at La Casa del Camino here right on the beach. I mean, it could be a good time, you know? We'll have to talk to your people. All right, Carl. Well, thank you so much, guys. And as usual, I always say, what will you start up today? We'll see you next week, and have a good day. Bye, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.